I huddled deeper into a luxuriant clump of gorse bushes and drew my hood over my head to hide my bright hair. Thorns were a problem, but a small enough price for protection. I'd tried, goddammit, but I hadn't been quick enough reaching the cave I called home. Bugles from the wild hunt blared, clinking chains, creaking saddle leather, and the whoops and cries of Odin and his contingent of long-dead fairies and warriors filled the air. An invisibility spell was a crapshoot. The hunt smelled magic like hunting dogs scented prey. Hard to do nothing but safety lay in holding my position, in barely breathing, until the hunt had flown by. Not that they couldn't return in a flash, but...
Rowan?
Tansy's terrified voice exploded into my mind. Goddess blast it, so much for not drawing power. Telepathy didn't take much, but still. Hush, I ground out the single word, hoping it would shut Tansy up. So few witches were left. Tansy might be the last of them. Barely 13, her moonblood had just begun to flow. Blood. I sucked in a breath sharp as glass scrapings. The one thing the hunt would zero in on faster than magic was blood. They soared right above me now, blotting out half a moon and all the stars. The pungent stink of horse sweat and drunken men wafted down, and I silently urged them to keep on flying. So far, so good. The horse's hooves churned air, finding purchase somehow. Hunger streamed from the ghost army. Hunger for warmth. For the living to feed on, so they could ride forever. As if to validate my thoughts, they broke into a rambling Norse drinking song, one I'd heard in the odd tavern or two back before the world broke. Best not to go there. If I do, I might cry. Once I begin, the tears will never stop. I'd cry so much, I'd become one with the rivers raging through the Scottish Highlands. Not such a horrible outcome. Better than ending up fodder for the hunt. Or the gargoyles or griffins or goblins or trolls. Wicked things that had grown so brazen, they showed up in daylight. No time was safe to be about. Not anymore. I closed my teeth over my lower lip hard enough to hurt, stopping shy of piercing my skin. Blood was a very bad idea with the hunt overhead. A misplaced magical casting, and a very powerful one, had broken the balance point between bright and dark energy. At first, I'd been certain the witches could fix it, but I'd been wrong. Not that I'm exactly a witch, but I blend in better with them than anywhere else. Anyway, we wasted a whole lot of time in magic before we gave up. By then, survival hung by the barest of margins. The hunt wheeled in the night sky, forming a circle. A fist squeezed around my heart until pain filled my chest. Caught. Odin knew we were below him. Fucker. Bastard. Saliva departed,